Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Okay, now, where is all of last year's tinsel and stuff?
It's all packed away.
Go and get it.
The holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stockings, we may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. Sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now.
It's been a long time since I've felt good neighbory.
Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry
now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey everybody, it's Barack.
to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. For my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
My fellow Americans, Melania and I are delighted to wish America and the entire world a very Merry Christmas.
At this time of year, we see the best of America and the soul of the American people. We see children packing boxes to brighten the Christmases of our brave men and women in uniform. We see families reaching out to neighbors in need. And we see communities coming together to serve one another.
In the season of joy, we spend time with our families. We renew the bonds of love and goodwill between our citizens. And most importantly, we celebrate the miracle of Christmas. For Christians, we remember the story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that began more than 2,000 years ago. As the book of Isaiah tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This good news is the greatest Christmas gift of all, the reason for our joy, and the true source of our hope.
This Christmas season, we celebrate our blessings as Americans, and we pray for peace all over the world.
On behalf of Melania, myself, Barron, and the entire Trump family, God bless you, God bless America, and have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey everybody, listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. It is week two of putting the Chris back into Christmas. This is all naughty songs this week. I got songs about being drunk, I got Christmas parodies, I got songs about family members not being there, some that are very, very naughty. Parental discretion is advised. It is 5 p.m. on a Wednesday night, so I edited out the swear words, but there are some that are a little suggestible, so just so you know, that's in there. I'm going to throw that disclaimer in there for you. So this one ain't really for the kiddies today. It's for people that do not like Christmas or people that just like to make fun of Christmas a little bit. So today, it is Naughty Christmas here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. We opened up with Lucy. Lucy herself as Auntie Mame, smoking her way through that one. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. I hope you enjoy today, and I hope you take it lightly, because we need to have a little Christmas right this very minute, even if it's a naughty Christmas. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford.
So what's this meeting about?
I don't know. It better be about our tools. My hammer is falling apart in my hands.
Elves can't build with tools like this.
I'll never be done
toys by Christmas.
Everyone settle down. This is Winter's Breath. He's an elf from the home office.
Can I have your attention for a moment? Because you're talking about what? You're talking about the hammer? Bitching about the quality of your wood, some pixie you're trying to screw. Let's talk about something important. Put that cocoa down.
What?
Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwing around? I am not screwing around. I am here from Kris Kringle. I'm here from the North Pole, and I am on a mission of mercy. Your name is Honeydew?
Yeah.
And you call yourself an elf, you son of a bitch?
This.
You certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got 1 week to regain your jobs, starting with tonight's build. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's toy contest. As you know, first prize is a shiny new toboggan. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a box of candy canes. Third prize is you're fired. Everybody get the picture? You're laughing now? Huh? You got tools. Santa paid good money for those tools. You can't build with the tools you have. You can't build garbage. You are garbage. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Hey, our tools are weak.
Your tools are weak? The effing tools are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business for 615 years.
Hey, what's your name?
Screw you. That's my name. And you want to know why, mister? Because you rode a hedgehog to work, and I got here on a talking moose. That's my name. Remember, boys and girls, A always B, B, C closing. Always be always be cobbling, always be cobbling.
That's incredible.
What's the problem, pal?
Well, I mean, you're such a hero, you're so rich. Why are you coming down here and wasting your time with a bunch of bums?
You see this gumdrop? You see this gumdrop? This gumdrop costs more than the mushroom you call a house. You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy, I don't care. Good father, elf you. Go home and play with your kids. You want to work here? Cobble. I can sit here tonight with the tools you got, make myself 15 train sets tonight in 2 hours. Can you? Can you?
No.
Get mad, you sons of bitches, get mad. You know what it takes to be one of Santa's elves? It takes brass balls to be an elf. The tools are out there. Build with the tools, you know? I got no sympathy for you. And you know what you'll be saying? Bunch of losers sitting around the reindeer shed drinking fermented dew out of acorn caps. Oh, yeah. I used to be one of Santa's elves. It's a tough racket. These are the new tools.
Whoa.
These are the new Glengarry line of power tools. And to you, they're gold, and you don't get them. Why? Because to give them to you is just throwing them away. They're for cobblers. I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. And to answer your question, pal, I'm here because Santa asked me to be here as a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your elfin ass, because a loser is a loser. Oh. And one more thing. You all get holiday bonuses. It's still Christmas.
Yay!
At 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, she tiptoed up the stairs. She stood beneath the mistletoe and combed her silken hair. Then Santa Claus slipped down the flue and caught her unawares.
And this is what she said. Oh! Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. As she stood beneath the mistletoe.
Oh, my name is Father Christmas.
He informed her as he met her. She said,
good grief, it's 7 years since I sent you a letter.
He said,
I can't stand little girls. Bigger ones are better.
And this is what she said. Oh, Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. As she stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas. Christmas, do not touch. Father Christmas, do not touch. As she stood beneath the mistletoe, Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not. As she stood beneath the mistletoe, Father Christmas, do. Father Christmas, do. Father Christmas, do. As she stood beneath the mistletoe, Father Christmas. Father Christmas. Father Christmas. As she stood beneath the mistletoe, Father. 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 As she stood beneath the mistletoe, Father. Father. Father.
It's the reason you put bars on your windows. The reason you've got a big dog. Heroin. Heroin. Why nobody feels safe. Heroin. Get the pusher off your block, out of your life. If you know a license plate number, a street corner, a description, anything specific, call the National Heroin Hotline, 800-368-5363. It's a free call from anywhere in the country, and you don't have to give any information about yourself. Only him. Fix the pusher. Call Heroin Hotline in Washington, D.C., 800-368-5363. It's run by the federal government.
Last Christmas, we spent the day drinking wine. I was yours and you were mine. And then I f***ed you through the night. Last Christmas, I bought you dresses that you wore. You f***ed dude the night before. And now you're begging at my door. So this year, I hope you have a shitty Christmas. I hope your family falls apart. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you're nailed up on a cross. I hope you have an awful Christmas. I hope you don't get what you want. I hope you've asked God for forgiveness. You're a stupid, selfish
meow, 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 meow.
It sucks you're lonely now and everyone hates you. My new woman's f***ing sexy, so thank you. You'll be okay, I'm sure somebody will want you. But just for a night, cause no one will love you. Heard you're pregnant now and having some problems. Like, who's the father? Was it James? Was it Austin? I'm sorry for your kid. I hope it's nothing like you. Hope its dad can help so it's decent despite you. So, yeah. I hope you have a shitty Christmas. I hope you're eaten by a shark. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you get shot in the heart. For Christmas, hope you don't get what you want. I heard a guy just gave you herpes.
the whole truth.
Oh, this is Santa Claus saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue, they know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. He won't be yelling out, ho, 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 but he'll be screaming out, no, 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 no. He's lying sick in bed. Call the doctor there instead. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Each season he is full of pep and vim. But now the AIDS have got the best of him. The nurses all look sad, 'cause Santa's got it bad. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Oh, this is Santa Claus saying, I won't be here this year. I'm sick in bed with the AIDS. Oh, but I'll be back next year, next year. Don't cry for me. A doctor will cure me.
There'll be no jingle bells upon his sleigh. From everyone he's got to stay away. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Oh, I'll miss you all, but I'll see you next year.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. And he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue, yeah, they know what he's going through. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. There'll be no jingle bells upon his sleigh. From everyone he's got to stay away. 12 months to wait and then he'll soon be round again. But Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. I said Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. I said Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Come get your coat on, going to the mall. I'm gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I farted on Santa's lap.
I asked him for a baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. 'Cause when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out. I snuck out of my bed without a sound. Went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around. Then blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
Farted on Santa's lap, and Christmas didn't seem for me.
The children are here.
Please send them in.
And there is a delivery for you.
What is inside that box?
It is a Santa hat and a largemouth bass. What does this mean?
It means Christopher Kringle sleeps with the fishes. Is there anyone who has a request of me? Sit on my lap and speak.
Are you a real Santa?
I am now. Why have you come to see me?
I want a dolly.
You come before me at this holiest time of the year. You ask me for a dolly, yet you have shown me no respect. You have failed to clean your room. You have been disrespectful to your mother and your little sister, and your grades have not been adequate. So I cannot honor your request.
Please, Santa, I promise I'll be good next year.
Then next year, we shall see. For now, because this is a special time, I will allow you to live. Who else would seek an audience with me? Please, my child, do not be afraid. I greet you with a hearty ho, ho, ho. How may I help you?
I want my daddy back.
This is a sensitive matter, my child. I knew your father well, and I wept when I learned he was speaking with my enemies and spreading all manner of untruths about my jolly holiday undertakings. While it is not in my power to return him to you, know that he will always be near you, especially when you are in the parking lot of Polly's Donut Shop.
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Have a good time, but remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Little rich boy.
holiday season, man. What are you going to do this year, Brian?
I don't know. I'll sit home and eat a frozen Swanson turkey dinner.
How about you, Dennis? What are you going to do?
Man, Christmas is the loneliest time of year. I'm just going to paddle my pickle and probably blow my brains out or
something. Well, I'll tell you.
I want a part-time girl for Christmas. One who leaves after New Year. One who'll meet the family, then get on out of here. One for office parties. Show my boss that I'm sincere. I want a part-time girl for Christmas, at least until New Year. Yeah. I want a part-time girl for Christmas, one who lives real far away. One who's independent, the kind who pays her way. One who has no hang-ups like myself this time of year. I want a part-time girl for Christmas and a six-pack of dark beer. No one seems to realize 'tis the season to be bummed. It's no wonder all my friends are busy drinking eggnog, lots of rum. I want a part-time girl for Christmas. Show my friends I'm not alone. One who has a sense of humor and avoids the Twilight Zone. She can't be suicidal at this special time of year. I want a part-time girl for Christmas who will split when it's New Year.
I don't know, Brian. I went out with a girl last time, this time, and I didn't get along with her parents, and I'd just be better off by myself watching It's a Wonderful Life 5 times.
Except this time, watch it without Donna Reed.
Really?
I don't worry about having children, man. My owners had me fixed, so I just scrap.
That's probably a good idea, too. That's why I got a dog this year. You know, I'll tell you. So,
all I wish this season is a very Merry Christmas cheer. But how can I be merry? What if I'm married late next year? Don't want some huge commitment, not a lover or a friend. Just someone to share 2 weeks with before the year is at an end. My folks will think I'm happy, though there is one thing I fear. What if they like her so much and invite her back next year? I want a part-time girl for Christmas, one who leaves after New Year. One who'll meet the family, then get on out of here. One who's not demanding, who is honest and sincere. I want a part-time girl for Christmas, at least until New Year. I want a part-time girl for Christmas, at least until New Year.
About you guys, but I'm gonna go home and have some eggnog and just bring in the New Year's or something, you know.
God, you'd bum out Leo Biscaglia.
I've got jingle balls and a 9-inch North Pole and nobody to share it with.
All right, guys, I'll see you later, man. Well, you can share it with us.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, oy vey, see ya.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink. stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage, and he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger, and he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen, and he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's the National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and helicopters circling round in the sky. And the bullets are flying, the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who said it was. My, 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 my. You used to be such a jolly guy. West Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now victims in therapy and donors still nervous, and the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of.
mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Stocking and let me put my c**k in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut. This time let's do it in the I've got a boner for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you suckers, you miserable men. That old festive season is with you again. You'll be spending your money on cartloads of junk, and from here to New Year you'll be drunk as a skunk. Merry Christmas, you suckers, it's perfectly clear that you fall for it all a bit sooner each year. If it goes on like this, you will find pretty soon you're singing White Christmas as early as June. This Christmas card racket will cost you a packet. Each season it seems to expand. The cards are so clever, though nothing whatever to do with the subject in hand. You'll be taking the kids round the multiple stores to be frightened to death by some old Santa Claus. Then it's parties with spirits.
Sirens flare. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. The button has been pressed. The radio just let us know that this is not a test. Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping. It's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
and balls made out of snow. Frosty the pervert, all the kids he liked to watch. His did grow when he packed snow on his cold and icy crotch. There must have been some magic when he stroked his frozen, cause Frosty started moaning loud and it began to sleet. Frosty the pervert was as glad as he could get. He threw away his corn cob pipe and lit a cigarette. Up his trail, down to the village, his melting in his hand, running here and there all around the square, yelling, catch me if you can. They chased him down the streets of town, right to a vice squad cop, who shoved a nightstick up his, and Frosty screamed,
don't stop, ooh!
Frosty the pervert was locked up that very day, but he did not cry as he waved goodbye, knowing he'd be back someday. Beating his meat all over the streets, look at Frosty go. Sliding his hands all over his is white as snow.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you. Sam was lying in the jungle, Agent Orange spread against the sky like marmalade. Hendrix played on some foreign jukebox, they were praying to be saved. Those gooks were fierce and fearless, that's the price you pay when you invade. Christmas in February. Sam lost his arm in some border town, his fingers are mixed with someone's crop. If he didn't have that opium to smoke, the pain would never ever stop. Half his friends are stuffed into black body bags with their names printed at the top. Christmas in February. Sammy was a short order cook in a short order black and blue collar town. Everybody worked the steel mill, but the steel mill got closed down. He thought if he joined the army, he'd have a future that was sound, like no Christmas in February. Sam's staring at the Vietnam Wall. It's been a while now that he's home. His wife and kid have left. He's unemployed. He's a reminder of the war that wasn't won. He's that guy on the street with the sign that reads, please help send this vet home. But he is home. And there's no Christmas in February, no matter how much he saves. Thank you.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas, people loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas, I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say hooey and bah humbug.
Feeling better than I think.